He's a poet, a playwright, a black revolutionary, a teacher. He's Amiri Baraka. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Baraka came into the world in Newark as Leroy Jones. He flunked out of Howard University and joined the Air Force, where he developed a hunger for knowledge. In his autobiography, he tells about the superior officer who opened Jones' footlocker and found inside the poetry of Dylan Thomas and T.S. Eliot.
He thought somehow that had to do with not being manly. He said, "Well, Jones, when are you going to stop reading this stuff, you know, and be a man?" You know, which my fellow soldiers thought was immensely funny because they treasured the information they could get from me. They thought I was an encyclopedia, you know, having been to college before, and they would always be asking me questions, and they valued that.
While in the Air Force, Leroy Jones began to write poetry.
Pretty much like what most young people's poetry is, these great abstract, you know, love, death, the future, mainly the kind of lyric poetry that young people write, you know, I feel, I hurt, I'm sensitive, you know, I want this, I don't want that, all about, you know, the great suffering I.
Dishonorably discharged from the Air Force, Leroy Jones made his way to Greenwich Village, where he broke into print.
My first published work was a book called Preface to a 20-Volume Suicide Note, which was a book of poetry. It included some of the first poems I had published in small magazines once I got out of the Air Force. I had joined forces with a bookstore, 8th Street Bookstore, no longer in existence, unfortunately. I became the publisher, the editor of a series of books of poetry. So mine was the first, and then I published Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac and Gary Snyder and, you know, a whole group of people, Frank O'Hara.
Leroy Jones moved to Harlem, then back to Newark, where he was caught up in the Newark riots, adopting his African name of Amiri Baraka. Despite the turbulence of his life, he has turned out 24 plays and nearly a dozen books of poetry. He tells about his life in the autobiography of Leroy Jones, Amiri Baraka. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Amiri Baraka's often abrasive form of black nationalism has produced praise from his admirers and rage from his critics. A Marxist, Baraka has returned to live in his birthplace, Newark, New Jersey, where he was born as Leroy Jones. After the Air Force, Baraka went to Greenwich Village to soak up the bohemian world at the time of the Beat Generation. But he didn't want to be like many of his intellectual counterparts.
One of the things I discovered when I came to New York is there were a lot of people floating around who only pretended to do the things that they said they were. There were painters who didn't paint, writers who never wrote, you know, composers who had never composed.
Amiri Baraka set out to produce, and he did, with dozens of plays and books of poetry to his credit. In his autobiography, Baraka uses the tongue of the street, much different from the voice he uses in other surroundings.
I think most African-Americans are bilingual. I think people from any kind of group that's been generally on the outside of the mainstream usually can speak two languages. You know, I always tell that to my students. You know, I know you speak one way when you're in Columbia, but I know the minute, or, you know, Stony Brook, but the minute you leave the halls of Ivy, you know, you speak the language of the people you're with, and if you're Afro-American, you definitely have to speak that Afro-American dialect.
Baraka says his family members also speak two dialects of English.
My children grow up in a black community. You know, we live in a black community in Newark, and certainly on the sidewalks with their friends, I mean, they have to communicate one way, you know, the language of that particular group. And in another kind of environment, they have to communicate with the people. And certainly in this country, you know, if they can't communicate with the powers that be, they're going to be worse off than they are now.
Amiri Baraka, whose autobiography has been published by Freinlich Books. There's a chapter that came too late to include. In January, Baraka's sister was murdered in her Manhattan apartment, and a drifter from Maryland was charged with her killing. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.